Jesus had been talking with some people who began to follow him because of the miracles they saw. These followers were offended when Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They did not recognize that they were in spiritual slavery. Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. We are by nature sinful and unclean. Although we recognize our selfish desires, although we tolerate selfishness in others, we know that our actions do no good for anyone. Who will deliver this from this body of death?" The key to our redemption from the cycle of sin and self-destruction is not found in more laws, in self-help books, in seeking the best diet or exercise program or philosophy of life. The key is Christ Jesus, who lived, died, and rose again to pay the price of our sin. The key is Christ Jesus, who calls us to faith, to trust in him alone, to receive the complete pardon and forgiveness of our sins for his sake. In him we are joined again to our Heavenly Father, fully reconciled, declared forgiven, and holy in his sight. We are free to respond in love because we have been loved. Our redemption from sin and death is because of God's love alone, not because we did or do anything to deserve his grace. May our Lord grant us faith to hear his word, to be set free from sin and eternal death for the sake of Christ Jesus alone. Amen.